Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and entertaining journey of Pan-African music. So glad to have you on. In today's first 30 minutes, I've got an awesome playlist of new and current music by artists from Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea, Nigeria, Cape Verde, and Tanzania. I'll also play this week's number one Billboard Hot 100 song and tell you what African artist won big at the BET Black Entertainment Television Music Awards in Los Angeles. At the back half, we are celebrating World Kiswahili Language Day with Voice of America, Swahili-speaking colleagues, and great music from Tanzania and Kenya. So that's it. That's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out with one of the most popular and widely viewed and streamed Bonga Flava songs from Tanzania and sung in Swahili, of course, here's a Zuchu with, you guessed it, Sukari.
Ananambia ongeza,
ongeza.
Japo imethibitishwa, ila itampoteza. Ikipanda ni bala, ikishuka ndo hatari. Asijepata madhara, akaikosa na hali. Ladha yake msala, shira ya Kizanzibari. Na misi mji miwala, akitaka nampa. Sifanyi ajizi na mjazi aja juu jana vitanga wizi, yeah. Baba chanja, yeah. Chukua vyote chukua,
kula.
Vitafune ganja ganja,
yeah.
Chakua mwaya chakua,
kula.
Ujibusti na karanga,
yeah.
Tuliza na kitumbua,
kula.
Jiadhari na majanga we usije ukaugua mana.
This is Music Time in Africa. You are right at the top of the hour. I'm Heather Maxwell. That was Sukari by, of course, Zuchu from Tanzania. And now we're moving over to Cote d'Ivoire with Dobe Nyaore. She has a brand new album out called Zuzu, and she's currently on tour in the U.S. and Canada to promote that album. This is a cut from it, Como Bebe.
Como Bebe. Bala budu Ala budu be Ala kibala mom samsar O kaluri be na angiba muso Como bebe
Ingiba como bebe
Ingiba como bebe
That was Dobe Nyaore from Côte d'Ivoire with Como Bebe. This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Hello, everyone. The BET Awards were held on Sunday, June 30th in Los Angeles. And guess who won two major awards there? Can you guess? She's from Africa. Tyla! Of course, yes, the South African singer took away Best International Act and Best New Artist. Congratulations to her. Now we're moving on to a wonderful new song from Guinea by one of Guinea's most celebrated singers, Sekouba Bambino Djabaté. The song is called Taco Saba. was Sekuba Bambino Jalate from Guinea. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. I've got so much more great music ahead of us, but let me just pause to wish everyone a happy World Kiswahili Language Day. Yes, July 7th is the day celebrated around the world. Let me give you a couple quick facts. First, 230 million. That is the number of Kiswahili speakers around the world, according to UNESCO. It's the most widely spoken language in sub-Saharan Africa and among the 10 most widely spoken languages in the world. Now, another interesting fact about Swahili is that it's the first African language to be incorporated into Google's AI-driven chatbot called Bard. There are 40 languages in that, and Kiswahili is one.
Jambo Africa, hakuna matata. Jambo Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello everybody, this is Japan, and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
All right, now I've got three songs back to back for you, beginning with this one, Karma, Criollo version, by Lisandro Cucci. Now, this song came out in 2023. He is from Cape Verde, won in 2023 Best Artiste for Lusophone Africa for Trace Awards. And he was also, years ago, the winner of the French version of the reality singing competition, The Voice. Still going strong.
Tinha pedido Deus pra dar um pulmão, pica culpa um pé por tu. Hoje eu sabe, mangata pega castigo, fica comigo. Passar é passar, oh bem, oh bem. Nunca porta que tu não passado, não sabia, erro foi dodo. Cheio na peito, medo, nunca pude ficar sem boa. Por ir dar um bumbum, ainda pediu perdão.
Just heard Dama by Hamisu Breaker from Nigeria. That was a single from 2021. And before that, La Vie Belle from Senegal by singer Mia Gise. Now, staying right in Nigeria, I've got one more for you before we get to our number one Billboard Hot 100 song. This is Her Excellency by Flavor.
Mujo dogu ae, mujo dogu ae, mujo dogu ae. Makuwe fo mujo Tell your friends about VOA Africa, music, sports, and news.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you are enjoying the program so far. I've got one more song before we move into the second half of the hour, which celebrates World Swahili Language Day. That is celebrated every July 7th since UNESCO declared the day as such. Let me tell you one more thing about Kiswahili. The African Union adopted the language as an official working language in 2022, and it's the only African language that is in the African Union as an official one. So there's that. Now we are going to the number one Billboard Hot 100 song. And guess what? It is the same song that we heard several weeks ago. It was trending number one, then it went down, and it's back. I Had Some Help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. Yes, that was I Had Some Help by Post Malone, the number one Hot 100 Billboard song right here in the United States. Okay, you know what? It is time to get to the second half of the show and to celebrate World Kiswahili Language Day. You're going to hear from a bunch of Voice of America Swahili-speaking colleagues mixed in with some great Swahili music. Well, music sung by Swahili speakers, mostly in Tanzania and Kenya. We begin with words from Paul Ndiho from the English to Africa Service.
Onaungua moto na moto, which literally means you stop fire with fire.
That's a good one. When did you get introduced to that phrase?
Funny enough, I grew up around people speaking Swahili. I never studied it in school, but I picked it up. My dad was in the military, and the language of instruction there was Swahili. So he had bodyguards who lived with us at home, and the only way he could communicate with them was Swahili. So that's how I picked it up.
Perfect. Yep. All right.
But you know what? I meant to tell you this. I've talked to a few people, and I think they vibe with whatever it is you're doing. They like your music in Africa.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I've spoken to some, especially young people, They get it.
That's nice.
The way you, I think one of them even mentioned like how you like source out these like upcoming artists who are doing their thing, but they don't have visibility, and so you're giving them platform. So
thank you, Paul.
Good job. Yep, asante sana.
Leo, acha tu niwaweke wazi, mubaki na mishangao kuswa ya mapenzi, nataka kuyaeleza. Na leo tena waiteni paparazi, warushe kwa mitandao, siataki mapenzi, nataka jipongeza. Nemwita yo baby, kumbe naya na baby. Oh, nemuna kipenzi, nimshenza kupendi, ama kwa ni mtihani, mambo mingi dunia na mistresi siwezi. Nitajipenda peke yangu.
Abdi, and to celebrate this beautiful day of World Kiswahili Day, I will say a few Swahili proverbs. And to start by, I'll say, Asiyekubali kushindwa si mshindani. In English, we say, he who does not accept defeat is not a true competitor, meaning accepting defeat gracefully is part of being a good competitor.
Oh, minalia angerike. Amerika runje tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua. Oh, inalia Amerika runje tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua.
If I could add another word is, mtaka cha mvunguni sharti ainami. In translation, it means he who wants something under the bed must bend down. To put meaning to this proverb is to achieve something, one must be willing to put in the effort or make a lot of sacrifices.
Shoo.
yako sana, hayo ni makosa ya nyumbani. Ni vizuri unirudie Angelique, makosa tuliyokosana, hayo ni makosa ya nyumbani.
Itava, and I am an intern at Voice of America's English to Africa service. Usiwache mbachao kwa msala upitao. Never forget where you're coming from. Never forget the people that helped you, your culture.
Oh, Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you flexing on the ground with your sponsor. Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color and your hair is longer now. Now kuona bali hapo kando ya Champs-Élysées, ukitesa na kamini yeah. None of my business, and I see you in London, silicone on your bum, shaking what your doctor gave ya.
Minadua I send ya kilini moyoni bado we wanizuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Kife tukipendana ki Romeo na Julia. I send ya nakosa usingizi siku kucha minadua. I send ya kilini moyoni bado we wanizuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Tukipendana ki Romeo na Julia. I send a bane
send. Hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello.
If you get to hear this song, somebody loves you.
Hello, this is Abdul Shakur Abud. Today, talking about the Swahili Day in the world, the International Swahili Day. So one main thing about Swahili is that this year they say Swahili and peace. What is the role of Swahili in peace? Swahili in peace is that bring the language of one language to Africa, unite people together, and it can solve all the hundreds of languages which are around, creating conflicts, misunderstanding, and bring peace through Swahili. Yani, tulete amani Afrika kwa kutumia Kiswahili.
Uchungue wa mwanae aujue Fatuma mzazi. Uchungue wa mwanae. Kapata tabu mashaka na kazi, ugonjwa ni suna kufani faradhi. Uchungue wa mwanae aujue Fatuma mzazi. Uchungue wa mwanae aujue Fatuma mzazi.
Ameumbwa kwa sababu amenifundisha adabu na yoishi ndo jawabu. Uliteseka sisi tusipate tabu. Mwanamke nguzo, mama jasiri, mama imani, mama ni tuzo, mumilivu, msikivu.
Kapata tabu mashaka na ugonjwa ni suna kufani faradhi. Kapata tabu mashaka na kazi, ugonjwa ni suna kufani faradhi. Uchungue wa mwana aujue Fatuma mzazi. Uchungue wa mwana aujue Fatuma.
All right, hello everybody. If you're just tuning in, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa, and we're celebrating World Kiswahili Language Day. Now we're going to hear from another colleague at the Voice of America in the Swahili service, Mariam Kurtz.
I have one, is Mwanzo ni mgumu, every beginning is difficult. Another one is Kikulacho kinguni mwako, your enemy is a person who knows you well. This is can be very applicable to the friendship. Because if nobody can betray you, if it doesn't know you.
Watch out.
Thanks, Miriam. And
happy Kiswahili Day.
Okay, thank you.
Nah. Hey, John Tenza, you're from South Sudan, so why is it that you speak Kiswahili?
I was a refugee in Kenya for close to 16 years. Oh. And when I first landed, and I thought it was very important for me to speak the local language so that I can blend well with the host community. Mm. And that's how I learned my Kiswahili, on the streets, not in a class. I would like to share some words of wisdom from Kiswahili, and it goes like this. Mutoto ya nyoka ni nyoka, which means a small snake, or the son or a daughter of a snake is a snake. The meaning behind it is, if you have a problem, how little it is still a problem. You need to solve it.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. We're celebrating Kiswahili Day. Here's a word from the last colleague I spoke with, Jackson Mvunganyi.
I do have a Kiswahili story, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So when I was growing up in Uganda, Swahili was frowned upon. There was a lot of stigma around the Kiswahili language because it was seen as a language of violence, a language of the military, because in 1979, 1980, when Idi Amin was being toppled from power, the people that were leading that fight were soldiers from Tanzania, sent in by Julius Nyerere. And so there was a lot of violence around that time, a lot of militarization around that time, and most of the people that were holding guns or were creating that violence, people spoke Swahili.
Okay.
And so when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s in Uganda, we didn't speak Swahili because we saw it as a language of the military only.
Wow.
When I moved to Rwanda, I started interacting with people that spoke the Swahili of Congo, which is a combination of Lingala, French, and Swahili. So it's
like
kind
a
of,
market, like a market.
Exactly.
Swahili.
And that's actually, I became really good into that. I became very fluent in it until I came to the U.S. and I met this young white lady that went to, did her Peace Corps in Tanzania. And she spoke fluent Swahili, and I started feeling bad about, you know, I can't speak Swahili. I grew up in East Africa. And my roommate at the time was from Kenya, and he started teaching me. So we started practicing. So I got better and better at Swahili here in the U.S. than the over, you know, the 20 years when I lived in Africa.
Oh, but you have an interesting route to getting there,
yeah, the
right?
The arc is very interesting.
Yeah, very
exactly.
Interesting. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so one of the phrases I used to hear a lot on TV in the very few TV shows that were in the Kiswahili language on Uganda TV was uvumilivu ulambivu, which means patience or endurance eats the ripe fruit. So basically, to get to a good thing, you have to be persistent, and you know it takes a while to reap.
All right, and that concludes our VOA Swahili speaking crew sharing their love for the language in honor of World Kiswahili Language Day, celebrated on July 7th. Hey, this is Heather Maxwell. We've got time for one more Swahili song. This is Shoo by Diamond Platnumz.
Shoki le
kujifuata hata kwa sabuni. Shi
ukijitia viwela tunavichuna na lupa kili sumbi. Mana umeataka si unajifanya kibo senya mumbi.
Kibo kama kena jipitisha toka shenya mba kateme kabisa saka na ushamba. Kana pita pita toka shenya mba kateme kabisa haka na ushamba. Kana hu, kana hu, kana hu,
kana ushamba.
Kana hu, kana hu, kana hu,
kana ushamba.
It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait to meet you again next week. Also, a big thank you to all of our crew today from The Voice of America, including Paul Ndiho, Huba Abdi, Brian Itava, Abu Shakur Abud, Mariam Kurtz, John Tanza, and Jackson Mvunganyi. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.